There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, 1 week away from the official start of winter, and we've been talking about all different types of flowering plants for the holiday season, and we will continue. But if you have a question, call us, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Matthew from Massachusetts. Has a question about sweet potatoes, I believe.
Matthew, good morning. How can we help you with your sweet potatoes?
Good. I found sweet potatoes before, but they were so tiny, and they didn't really branch out like I've seen other sweet potatoes. And they didn't have fine flowers.
Okay. Did you buy sweet potato plants, or did you put a sweet potato in the ground?
My grandma had a whole bunch of sweet potatoes that were flowering, so I cut them up. Planted them whole.
Okay. Now, your sweet potato that you planted, did it run like a vine on the ground?
Not really.
Did it just stay in a mound?
Almost.
What I would suggest that you do is you may have had a variety that is raised in the South, and it was not accustomed to the temperatures that we have in the North. And sweet potatoes in the South, you get temperatures 80, 90, 100. Temperatures in the northern part of the country, 70s, 80s, and a few 90s thrown in. So what I would suggest for next year, look in the seed catalogs, and you want a variety that will grow in a northern climate. And I've planted sweet potatoes in Maine and learned a great lesson the first year. It's really a vine. And as it runs on the ground, it will root and it will form another cluster of potatoes, run a little further, root again, make another cluster of potatoes. And I got all excited because I had a huge area with lots of foliage, and I expected big, fat sweet potatoes. Well, to my surprise, the potatoes were the size of my finger.
Yeah, I got
that. And you got the same thing, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, what I ended up doing is I made a couple of calls, and I found out that what you need to do is you put your sweet potato seedlings in the ground. You add some compost, some animal manure. You let it run. And then once a week, walk in the garden, and every place that your vine has rooted to the ground, pull it up. And don't let them root to the ground. And that way all the energy will build a cluster of big potatoes where you put the original plants. So I did that the second year. And when the season came to an end, I pulled on all the vines. They came out real easy. I dug where I had planted, and I had 7 big sweet potatoes, and I was thrilled. So now I plant them every 3 feet. I let the vines run, and again, once a week, I pull any of the vines that have rooted to the ground so they are no longer attached to the soil. All the energy goes back to the original plant, and you have big size sweet potatoes. So you give that a try, okay?
Okay, and I have another question.
Sure.
I know a lady who grows ginger in her greenhouse. I don't have a greenhouse. I tried. My grandma's ginger had a few sprouts, so I took one of them and put it in a medicine cup and put it with a whole bunch of water. And it died on me.
Okay. Well, did the sprout, did it have a root system or was it just a leaf?
One root.
It did have a root?
Yes.
Okay. Then what you've got to do is you need to pot it. So
okay.
next time she has little seedlings that form, then what I want you to do is to put it in like a 4-inch pot. And with some real good potting soil, give it plenty of sun, and your ginger will continue to grow. Now, there are varieties of ginger that you can plant outside in your garden. It's got beautiful heart-shaped foliage. It grows in the clump. The clump will get bigger and bigger. I have 3 clumps in one of my back gardens, and I use it for a ground cover, and it looks absolutely beautiful.
Thank you very much.
I thank you, and you have a nice holiday season. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Andrea from New Hampshire. Has a question about utilizing manure.
Andrea, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have both chickens and rabbits, and I'm just taking, when I clean out their pens, taking everything, the pine shavings, the straw, and putting it on my garden, my vegetable garden. But once it comes spring and summer, what do I do with that? Do I have to compost things? Can rabbit go right on and chicken can't? I was hoping you could tell me what to do.
Both the chicken manure and the rabbit manure can just be tilled into the garden, and it will help to condition the soil that's there now. It will help to retain moisture, and it will fertilize all of your plants. Both chickens and rabbits eat natural greens or pellets that are made with green plants, and they can be used. Cat and dog droppings cannot be used because of what they use for the food. But rabbits, chickens, great fertilizer. And what you may have to do, especially for the rabbits, because you've got those wood shavings, what I would like to see you do in the spring is to buy a product called Magic Cal or Turf Turbo. One is made by Jonathan Green and the other one by Bonide. And these are lime substitutes. And a regular bag of lime will take 6 months to work. The Magi-Cal or the Turf Turbo will do the exact same job in a two-week period, changing the acidity and helping to break down the wood chips to turn it to organic matter. So every time you clean the cage, spread it on the garden, let it sit there in the spring, either rototill it or use a pitchfork, blend it in, but sprinkle some Turf Turbo or Magi-Cal before you till it over so that it will rot all of that.
Okay.
It will break up any clay soils, and it will help to retain moisture in a sandy soil.
Okay, so even the chicken, somebody told me it was too acidic. Even during the growing season, I can put that around my plants?
If it's during the growing season, then you need to let it sit so that the urine that's in there can come out.
Okay.
So you make a pile and you let it accumulate during the summer, and then in the fall, spread it over the garden. And then the stuff during the winter, you can just spread it right over the garden. The rain and the snow will leach out the urine.
Lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season. Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock. Wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage wins out. Wilt Stop. Hi, this is Paul Parent. Join us on the legendary Blue Danube this summer, July 27th to August 7th. 7 nights aboard the Avalon Visionary from Nuremberg to Budapest. Ship aboard accommodations, meals, guided sightseeing, wine, beer, and shipboard dinners. For more information, call Largae Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Those of you that are thinking about joining us on our trip on the Danube from July 27th to August 7th, by the end of the month, all of the special pricing will come to an end. So if you're really serious and you would like to come, call this number, 800-322-9481. Now, if you don't live in New England, still call the number, and they can arrange for you to fly from an airport that's close to you. Whether you live in Florida, New York, New Jersey, you don't have to fly from where you live to Boston to catch the flight. That can all be arranged through the travel agency. And that's 800-322-9481. It's going to be a great trip. 7 days on the Blue Danube River. There's going to be 3 days where you can just relax in Nuremberg, and then a day and a half in Budapest. Great vacation, and you're going to see a lot of history as you travel through 4 different countries. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got George from Cape Cod. He has 2 questions, one about angel trumpets and the other about passion flowers.
George, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hey, how are you, Paul?
Good morning, George.
Good morning, good morning. Nice to hear your voice, Paul.
Thank you.
And I hope you're doing well.
Doing well.
Hey, listen, some good friend of mine one time gave me some angel trumpet, okay? And so
yep.
I brought inside, like you suggested, and they were so tall, I couldn't get them down cellar. So I cut the tips off, just like you told me to do it in the spring.
Right.
But in this case, I took them off, and then I put them in water. And guess what?
Okay.
They started sprouting.
Great.
So, now,
so they're making roots.
Yeah, making roots. So what should I do with those now? I mean, when should I put them in potting? Because they're going to be for friends, just like someone gave one to me. So,
okay, well, if you have roots that are about an inch in length,
okay,
then put them in a 4 or a 5 inch plastic or clay pot.
Yeah.
And then firm the soil good, give them a good drink.
Yeah.
And a liquid food. And
okay,
keep them near a sunny window.
Yeah.
And then you can give them to them as a Christmas present.
Oh.
And they can grow them on a windowsill all winter long.
Oh, that's nice. That's great. Okay, so
The other thing that they can do, George,
yeah,
is because you're giving them a single cutting,
yeah,
it's going to get taller and taller and taller, and they can change that plant and make it into like a miniature tree.
Oh.
So between now and April, it could grow as much as 2 to 3 feet. And then in April, you pinch the tip off the plant, and it will branch out, and now you've created a little miniature tree. And when April comes, have them put it into a 10-inch pot with some fresh soil.
Okay.
And that will give it more room to grow.
Yeah, yeah. That's great. I had trees that were angel trumpets about 8 feet high, and at one time I had about 60 to 70 blooms.
Wow, I love angel trumpets.
They're one
of my favorite flowers.
Yeah, well, you're the guy to pass that on to me, that's for sure. And the other one is passion flower. I just want to tell you that those are, I'm planting those too. I mean, from cuttings, you know. And they're doing well.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can start great cuttings with them.
Yeah.
And come spring, you'll have enough for the whole neighborhood, or pot them up and plant them on your light pole or on some little trellises, and you'll have beautiful flowers all summer long.
Well, God bless you and your family. Okay, Paul?
Thank you, George. You have a great holiday season. And my best to your wife.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Reader's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this beautiful Sunday morning. Winter is a week away. Christmas is a couple weeks away. Everybody is running around like crazy, decorating and shopping. And I thought we'd ask Pat Stone to join us because he is celebrating the 25th anniversary of his wonderful magazine, called Green Prints, and I wanted him to tell you all about it. He sent me a link so that I could see it before the program, and it is really, really beautiful, and I know it's something that you would enjoy or would make a great present for a fellow gardener, somebody that's helped you to increase your skills in the garden. And it'll really make your winter go a lot faster when you read the very unique stories written mostly by gardeners. So joining us, Pat Stone. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How's it going?
It's going great. And again, congratulations on your 25th anniversary of Green Prints.
I'm honestly almost in shock. I started this magazine 25 years ago. It was a big dare to do a garden magazine that was not a how-to magazine. I never even thought about whether I'd make it to 25 or not.
Well, you did because you've got some incredible stories. And It just makes nice reading during the winter months or in the middle of spring when you're thinking of doing a little bit of planting. But this special edition is really unique. Tell us about that.
I pulled out all the stops I could for this issue, the 100th issue of Green Prints. I mean, some of these stories I have held for years for it. Mark Twain, I have a story about Mark Twain in it called How I Became an Agricultural Editor, which some reader sent me years ago, and I went, this is incredible. It's so funny. I'm going to save it for the 100th issue. It's a great story about a man who takes over an agricultural paper for a couple of weeks. He knows nothing about gardening. He talks about how you need to have a boy shake your turnip tree, otherwise the turnips will bruise if you don't pick them gently. Just hysterical, funny things. I have stories like that. I asked a group of famous garden writers to write about the theme of time in gardening, of change as we change and mature. I have stories on that. I have a story about a fantasy writer, Garth Nix, about love in the gardening. It was such a moving story that when he read it the first time in his life, one woman in the audience was so enchanted, she ended up becoming his wife. It's just great. It was so much fun to pull it all together.
Now, do you have a little short story that you can read us today?
Absolutely. I'd love to. I thought I'd read you a Christmas story, you know, it's the season.
Okay.
By Sherry Andrevich, and it's called The Gift of a Wreath. For their Christmas holiday project, Cassie's California Bluebird Troop planned to visit a nursing home. Folks in nursing homes are often too old or too sick to be home alone, Mrs. Peters, the group leader, told the little girls. Maybe they have no relatives. Maybe families are far away or unable to help. We're going to cheer them with carols and bringing them gifts we've made. Placing the last flower on our wreath, Cassie wondered about the person whose name she had drawn, Mabel. Cassie had difficulty identifying with old. Outside, a car horn blared. Cassie scooped up her wreath and rushed to join her friends. The Bluebirds, a junior version of Campfire Girl, soon arrived at a modest cottage. A matron greeted them enthusiastically. The folks are just so looking forward to your visit, she said with a smile. Stepping onto the cottage's smooth linoleum floor, Cassie sniffed a strong disinfectant odor. Mrs. Peters sounded a pitch on her harmonica and led the troop in We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Singing along, Cassie gazed at one wrinkled face after another, some smiling, some sad, some apathetic. One elderly woman turned her face to the wall. A man in a wheelchair spun forward and wagged his finger at the visitors. What right do you have coming here, reminding us of families we don't have? Once a year, somebody comes here. Take your do-gooder pity and get out. Some of the girls backed away. But Mrs. Peters coaxed them forward again. Shaken but determined, Cassie asked a group of card players, please, where can I find Mabel? A lady with bright orange hair gestured toward the window. Over there, she said cheerfully. And don't pay that grouch any mind. You kids are okay. Timidly clutching a wreath, Cassie approached the straight-backed figure sitting by the window. Mabel? Mabel, if this was Mabel, continued gazing out the window at the darkening California desert. Cassie held out her wreath as if she was memorizing every leaf. I made this wreath for you, she said. I know it's just homemade, but there is a story for every twig and flower. I came to tell you about them. The base is made from pine branches. Some were easy to bend, and some I had to soak in water to shape the frame. Gathering the flowers was fun because I remember where each one grew. Her courage up now, Cassie talked faster, touching the wreath as she spoke. The wild cone flowers are from a vacant lot by my house. Those dry desert flowers, the mustard, sage, and lavender, smell so good and they'll last a long time. The rabbit's foot fern is from my patio garden, and so is the baby's breath. I caught the red and gold maple leaves when they blew across our lawn. I found a few pine cones, too, and in the center is a star white cactus flower. My mom says it's kind of unusual for this time of year. Slowly, Mabel turned around. Eyes undimmed by age, searched Cassie's. I sit by this window, she said quietly, because I miss the outdoors so. thank you for bringing it inside. A trembling hand, clustered with brown spots, reached over and grasped Cassie's. I, too, remember where the flowers grew. Merry Christmas, child.
That's a great story, and it's true. This time of the year, visiting the nursing home and our friends and family that could be in them means an awful lot. And it doesn't have to be anything fancy. And a homemade gift like she made probably meant more to her than any other gift that she received that holiday season. So that's a good story. I love
that. It's, the whole magazine is full of stories. It's full of people's true gardening stories. Funny ones, touching ones, inspiring ones, from all over the country and sometimes from all over the world.
Now, how can people get this magazine?
The easiest way to get it and learn more about it is to go to our website, which is greenprints.com. Greenprints like thumbprints. Greenprints.com. You can see sample stories. A gift description for Christmas is $19.97. It includes a gift card with your message on it, a Weeders Reader bonus best of issue, and 5 issues description starting with that 25th anniversary issue. There's also an 800 phone number, 800-569-0602. 800-569-0602. But this magazine has lasted 25 years for a reason, because gardeners love it. They share with each other all over the country. People write me and say it's always spring when your wonderful magazine arrives.
Well, it's true. We do need something, especially during the winter months with the days being short, the cold weather, the cloudy weather, and something like this helps rejuvenate your body, get it excited again, get you thinking about spring planting, getting out in the yard and really enjoying it. Now, if people call or go to the website today, can they get it delivered for Christmas?
Absolutely. We'll send out the gift card on Monday. We'll do a mailing of the issues later in the week. They will definitely get their first issue before Christmas. And it's just, it's so much fun to read. I mean, you know, we all need the how-to, the instruction, but we all garden for the inner rewards, the satisfaction, the consolation in the other aspects as well. And I love to share funny stories in the magazine. People ask me for that all the time. Because part of gardening is learning to laugh at yourself and all the mistakes we make. So it's got a great mix of stories.
Yeah, and that's how we become a better gardener. you know, people who listen to the show say, Paul, you know us so much. Well, I've learned a lot of it by killing plants, and I'm sure you're the same way. You try.
You're not a gardener.
Right. Yeah. The best way to learn is to kill something, and you know what you did wrong, you correct it, and after that, you can grow just about anything. So never get discouraged if something dies. You know, it's teaching you a lesson.
Hurrah! Absolutely. No, there's gardening. There's a reason the words humus and humbling have the same word root, because gardening is an eternally humbling experience. Absolutely.
Now, how did you get started in writing gardening magazines?
I used to work for Mother Earth Used magazine, which was a great, still is, it's a great how-to magazine, almost a back-to-the-land magazine. I was the garden editor there for a dozen years. Every year I told you when to prune your raspberries, any month with an R in it, you know, how to plant your broccoli, all those good gardening things. And eventually, it was great. I loved it. But I realized there's more to gardening than that. There is that whole personal inner rewards, the nurturing side of gardening, the heartwarming, the funny, the inspiring. So that when it turned out we all lost our jobs because they were moving the magazine, I said, well, I don't want to move. I'm going to start a garden magazine, and it's going to be one that is really and truly a Weeder's Digest.
And that was 25 years ago.
That was 25 years ago. I held a family meeting and told my kids, you know, things are going to be lean for a little while, and everybody's going to be licking some stamps. And they stuck with it. Their childhood, they grew up putting labels on magazines, stuffing mailings, and they complained about it, but now they look back on it and think, this is okay. This is a good thing for us that Dad made us do.
And it became a great family project.
It was. For this issue, my oldest son wrote a story called, the anniversary issue, called Growing Up a Green Prince. And he said, it was like having one more younger sibling around. You know, I was the only kid, and then there was another, and another, and another. Finally, there were four of us. And then what comes along? Green Prince takes as much attention and away from me as everything else. But they look back on it, and they look back on it, and they appreciate what we did as a family. One of us would read stories to everybody else while we stuffed envelopes. We'd make little games up. We'd sing songs. I mean, we worked. But it was a good together bonding time.
Yeah. And this is a great magazine. I mean, it's under $20, and I'm sure some of you listening out there have friends that have come over and helped you while you were on vacation to keep your garden from drying out during the heat, or have come in and given you some tips, or you borrow their lawnmower to cut the grass because yours had engine problems. Or you just have a friend that loves the garden, and you want to do something without feeling that you need to have a return gift. So this is a great and a very unique way to say a thank you. Just a little something to say that you appreciate what they have done for you. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, why don't you give us another story from the magazine?
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent God Club. We're talking with Pat Stone. His magazine is called Green Prince. And I want you to know that it was voted by the American Garden Writers Association Best Small Garden Magazine of the Year. That's quite an honor. And he's celebrating his 25th anniversary and 100th edition of the magazine. Pat, tell us another story.
Well, you know, it's so close to Christmas, I'm just going to have to share the 12 Days of Gardening, which is one up running the magazine. So here we go.
Okay.
On the first day we gardened, my true love said to me, I planted an evergreen tree. On the second day we gardened, my true love said to me, I think I overwatered, but I planted an evergreen tree. On the third day we gardened, my true love said to me, uh-oh, it's raining. I think I overwatered, but I planted an evergreen tree. On the fourth day we gardened, my true love said to me, where did that goat come from? Uh-oh, it's raining. Think I overwatered, but I planted an evergreen tree. On the fifth day we gardened, my true love said to me, I hope it lives. Where did that goat come from? Uh-oh, it's raining. Think I overwatered, but I planted an evergreen tree. On the sixth day we gardened, my true love said to me, I think the trunk is healing. I hope it lives. Where did that goat come from? Uh-oh, it's raining. Think I overwatered, but I planted an evergreen tree. On the seventh day we gardened, my true love said to me, let's plant bulbs beneath this. Think the trunk is healing. I hope it lives. Where did that goat come from? Uh-oh, it's raining. Think I overwatered, but I planted an evergreen tree. On the eighth day we garden, my true love said to me, will you mulch around it? Let's plant bulbs beneath it. Think the trunk is healing. I hope it lives. Where did that go come from? Uh-oh, it's raining. Think I overwatered, but I planted an evergreen tree. On the ninth day we garden, my true love said to me, do you think it's growing? Will you mulch around it? Let's plant bulbs beneath it. Think the trunk is healing. I hope it lives. Where did that go come from? Uh-oh, it's raining. Think I overwatered, but I planted an evergreen tree. On the tenth day we garden, my true love said to me, what is that dog doing? Do you think it's growing? Will you mulch around it? Let's plant bulbs beneath it. Think the trunk is healing. I hope it lives. Where did that go come from? Uh-oh, it's raining. Think I overwatered, but I planted an evergreen tree. On the 11th day we garden, my true love said to me, he's fertilized the roots, dear. What is that dog doing? Do you think it's growing? Will you mulch around it? Let's plant bulbs beneath it. Think the trunk is healing. I hope it lives. Where did that go come from? Uh-oh, it's raining. Think I overwatered, but I planted an evergreen tree. On the 12th day we garden, my true love said to me, isn't this relaxing? He's fertilized the roots, dear. What is that dog doing? Do you think it's growing? Will you mulch around it? Let's plant bulbs beneath it. I think the trunk is healing. I hope it lives. Where did that go come from? Uh-oh, it's raining. Think I overwatered. But I planted an evergreen tree.
All right. I didn't even know you could sing.
I couldn't help it, Paul. I couldn't help it. It may not be the best story to share, but it's Christmas. It's Christmas. Let's do it.
That's exactly. Now, for those of you listening, if you would like this fantastic magazine, and remember, it was voted by the Garden Writers Association the number one small gardening magazine in the country. It's the 25th anniversary, and I'll tell you, Pat has put in some fantastic stories. The price is $19.97. He's going to throw in a fifth issue at no charge, a Weeder's Reader. And you can call 800-569-0602 or go on the website and you can order direct there. And it's www.greenprints.com. And Pat will send out a card and a magazine so that everybody can enjoy it for the holidays. Makes a great stocking stuffer and a lot more. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
And you have a wonderful Merry Christmas.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.